look at the situation in Letterkenny General Hospital, it shows that James Riley's much has its mantra of money follows the patients, and that's what he intends to do with the health services. Certainly isn't happening in the case of Letterkenny, where we see that Letterkenny will end up this year with a very large deficit, and has suffered over butts of over €20 million in the last 2 years in its budget. And the hospital continues to be the most efficient hospital in the country. And so if money truly was following the patients, there's no reason why Letterkenny should have a deficit at all. And I'd be calling on Minister Riley to ensure that he lives up to what his pre-election promises were, and ensure that Letterkenny is looked after.
Now, what James Riley said after the government produced its revised capital programme was that health is still their priority. To put it bluntly, he may well argue that, yeah, money is following the patient, it's just there's not an awful lot of money available to do the following.
Interestingly too, James Riley has been talking about Tala Hospital, and that Tala Hospital will have a deficit of €10 million this year. Announced on radio that he would clear that deficit and ensure that Tala Hospital goes into next year without any deficit at all. And I would now be calling on James Riley to make sure that he carries this out as well for Letterkenny, because it makes a mockery of his whole policy when the most efficient hospital in the country is run down in this way and is threatened with a further 7% cut next year.